Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Erin Dunn of the Fortuna Chamber of Commerce with a community comment. Today is Tuesday, June 7th, and I think we all know what today's significance is. It's National Chocolate Ice Cream Day. But it's also Election Day. If you haven't already been to the polls or mailed in your ballot, this is a reminder to please schedule it in your day. It's easy to get into the trap of thinking our vote doesn't matter, but it does. Not only does it matter to the candidate who is elected or not, only people who vote have the right to criticize the outcome. There are almost as many ways to vote as there are states. I've lived in 5 states in the District of Columbia, and they all had different voting logistics. One had an open primary, Virginia, one had antiquated voting machines, New York, and one had vote by mail, Oregon. I was living in Oregon in 1981 when the Oregon Legislative Assembly approved vote by mail for local elections only at the discretion of the county. At least one polling place in the county had to remain open on election day. I lived in one of the first counties that tried it out. I was skeptical. Wouldn't there be mail fraud? That was then, this is now, and I'm fully behind the single form of voting by mail procedure. Getting to an all-vote-by-mail voting method was not an overnight process in Oregon. The effort continued past 1981. In 1987, vote-by-mail became permanent, with the majority of Oregon's counties making use of it. It was still optional, though. In 1989, a House bill to extend vote-by-mail to include the 1990 primary elections was defeated in a 33-27 vote, but they didn't give up. They used the effective, we'll save money if we vote by mail argument. In 1995, Oregon became the first state to conduct a federal primary election totally by mail. In 1996, U.S. Senator Ron Wyden was elected by mail with a 66% turnout. 2 years later, Oregonians confirmed their overwhelming support for vote by mail by passing Measure 60. Measure 60 eliminated restrictions on vote by mail and established it as the single form of voting for all elections in Oregon. It also required vote by mail to be used for all elections, as well as eliminating polling places. In 2000, Oregon became the first state in the nation to conduct a presidential election entirely by mail. About 80% of registered voters participated. Nearly 80%. Wouldn't it be great to have that kind of turnout for an election in Humboldt County? I used to think I would miss going to the polls, but not anymore. If asked to choose, then I pick an 80% voter rate over going to the polls. It's time for vote by mail as our single form of voting in California. This has been Erin Dunn with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.